these events will grow. And brothers and sisters, we've been warned that what we could have done in easy times, we're going to have to do in hard times. We've been told that we're Laodiceans, that we're asleep. We're told that we're supposed to be students of prophecy, and it's obvious by where we are as the people today that we haven't been being students of prophecy. And the warning that I would send to us today is this. God promises to lead his people through these end time events through prophecy. He says that when we understand the books of Daniel and Revelation as we should, there'll be seen among us a great revival. Prophecy isn't simply to bring the revival. Prophecy is the road map that allows us to successfully walk through these end time events. And the sooner that we begin individually to pull the information contained therein out of the Word of God, that is broadening the information base of what these end time events involve, the more safety we're going to have. Only those that are fortifying their minds daily with the Word of God will be prepared to stand, according to Sister White. And that's not a magical, hypnotic action that we go through like counting rosary beads. The promise is that if we're studying the Word of God, there's information that we must understand that we will only get if we're studying it. And the reason that we need it is because if we don't have it, we're going to have problems managing this test or that test. And what we're wanting to emphasize as we bring this study on the purification of the church to a close is that the Sunday law is one of the keys that allows us to go into the Old Testament prophecies and line things up correctly and begin to strengthen and solidify our understanding of God's people. Now, we'll close with one quote about the end sign. This is from Thoughts of the Mount of Blessing, page 8. Of the poor in spirit, Jesus says, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This kingdom is not, as Christ hearers had hoped, a temporal and earthly dominion. Christ was opening to men the spiritual kingdom of his love, his grace, his righteousness. The ensign of the Messiah's reign is distinguished by the likeness to the Son of Man. His subject are the poor in spirit, the meek, the persecuted for righteousness' sake. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. Though not yet fully accomplished, the work is begun in them, which will make them meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of light. Colossians 1:12. Brothers and sisters, this is the call that we started with in our first presentation.